My heart beat faster, wondering what game she played. But I continued across the entrance hall. Fitzwilliam paused by the front door and eyed me expectantly.
"Will you join me for a ride across the fields, Wickham? I should be glad of your company."
I hesitated.
"No, I will not detain you. I have a matter to take care of first."
He nodded amiably and left. Fitzwilliam had no sooner taken his leave than Lady Harlow emerged from the dining room and approached me. Without a word, she slipped into the library across the hall and gestured for me to follow. I stood rooted to the spot. This was madness, insanity, and it was decidedly improper. Thrusting aside my misgivings, I strode across the empty hallway and through the double doors, and regarded her in apprehension as she shut them behind us with great care.
"You'd take a dangerous risk," I protested in a low voice as I turned to her. "If anyone should see us..."
She leaned back against the door.
"No one will see us, and what I have to say to you will take but a moment."
The blood rushed, pounding in my ears. I made no reply.
"I hope you will forgive me," she whispered, and drew closer. "The brandy last night made me tired. I fell asleep before I could come to you."
When I said nothing, still nursing my peak, she leaned forward.
"Oh dear, you are angry with me, I think."
The scent of violets teased me as she pressed her lips fleetingly on mine. I groaned and reached for her.
"Non," she chided gently and pushed my hands away. "Not here, not now, but soon, mon chéri, soon. Leave it to me."
I bit back a sigh of frustration. I wanted her, desperately. But for now, her promise would have to be enough.
"Wait for me outside. I will join you in a moment. Now you must go, and quickly."
My hand shook slightly as I opened the door, and after reassuring myself that the hall remained empty, I slipped out, and she followed a moment later. I made my way outside and waited on the steps with equal parts impatience and anxiety until, a short time later, Lady Harlow emerged and joined me.
"Ah, Monsieur Wickham,"
she exclaimed, all innocence, as she pulled on her gloves. A purple bonnet was tied in a jaunty bow beneath her chin.
"What a pleasant surprise. Will you not join me for a walk? Or had you plans to go riding with Lieutenant Fitzwilliam?"
"I did, but I can hardly allow you to walk alone. And although Darcy's cousin is too polite to admit it, I have no doubt he prefers to ride alone." I shrugged. "At any rate, he is a much more accomplished rider than myself. I should never have managed to keep up."
"Then I am glad you are such a poor horseman. It means I shall have you to myself for the duration of our walk."
All traces of my previous ill humour vanished, and my pulse quickened at the thought of being alone with her, if only for a short time.
"Nothing would give me greater pleasure, my lady."
She smiled demurely and took my arm, and together we made our way down the steps and across the grassy lawn to freedom.